Yo, this is Axl Rose of Guns N' Roses.
Hey, this is Carmen Electra.
Hi, this is Daryl Strawberry.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
Hi, this is Don Sally.
Hey, yo, Hulk Hogan here.
What's up? This is Beyonce. I got a great show lined up for y'all.
Hey, yo, let's get this party started.
The Sports Beat.
You know what? Let's keep it hot.
The Sports Beat
is off the chain, man.
The Sports Beat.
Download the podcast now.
You're listening to The Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to another exciting episode of the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live. And you are listening to us on Noonan's Own WQEE 99.1 FM, the key out of Noonan. Glad to be here on this Monday. We have got such a jam-packed show. Like I always do on Mondays, I do not have a guest because there's just so much sports to get into that I got to take the full hour to get through it all. I'm going to talk about the NBA. I'm going to talk about the Brave struggles, the high school baseball playoffs as we get ready for quarterfinals and semifinals in all the classifications. And I will have my two-a-days where I will feature two high schools from the Chattahoochee Valley as we got spring practices coming up. And we also have the spring game, as I can't believe that the school year is almost done. And all the schools that we have covered on Georgia Alabama Sports Live, year one is practically in the books. We have several teams in the Chattahoochee Valley that are still alive in the baseball playoffs, to include championship games for Glenwood as they are taking on Lee Scott, and then Calvary Christian taking on the Kings Academy. We also have Brookstone in the semifinals taking on Strong Rock Christian. Central is taking on Auburn in their semifinals, and Valley is in the semifinals as well. And Troup County is in the semifinals, taking on Holy Innocents Episcopal. But I am going to start this show talking about the NBA because we did have a Game 7. I'm wondering if anybody watched it. It was between the Magic and the Cavaliers. I watched a little bit of it because it was a Game 7. It was on a Sunday afternoon. I think that the winner of this game is going to get mollywalked by the Boston Celtics anyway. The Cleveland Cavaliers win a playoff series for the first time without LeBron James since 1993. This is a big deal because the Cleveland Cavaliers at times have been a lucky team because they have won the lottery several times. They've whiffed on picks like Anthony Bennett. They traded away Andrew Wiggins. You know, they've got top five players like Tristan Thompson. LeBron goes back to Cleveland. They make it to the NBA Finals three straight seasons, and then he goes to the Lakers. And after that, well, the Cleveland Cavaliers was able to get some good pieces like Donovan Mitchell and Evan Mobley and Darius Garland and Colin Sexton, who they traded for Donovan Mitchell. And they've had some pretty good pieces, and they win a playoff series, even though the Magic, they're not quite there yet. Paolo Banchero is going to be a star in this league. He had a great playoff series with 38 points, but the Cleveland Cavaliers are better, and now they will take on the Boston Celtics. So all the second-round matchups are set. By the way, that game one between the Timberwolves and the Nuggets on Saturday, I was the edge of my seat. Must-see TV. Anthony Edwards is already here as a superstar, and he has so much swagger. He was fun to watch. 43 points. He even got called for a technical for a stare down, which I didn't understand that. But Anthony Edwards is a dog. He is also confident, and he could get any shot he wanted. It didn't matter what defender was on Anthony Edwards, even if Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. By the way, I love that matchup because you got two Georgia players going up against each other. KCP going up against the Ant-Man. And right now, even though I think this is going to be the most exciting series in the second round, this is going to go seven games. The Minnesota Timberwolves were able to steal home court over the Denver Nuggets, and I think that they've got a shot at beating the Denver Nuggets because they match up well with the Nuggets. But you can never count out the champions. The Denver Nuggets will find a way to make the adjustments in Game 2. And if they find a way to slow down Anthony Edwards, you still have the rim protectors of Rudy Gobert, Naz Reid, the sixth man of the year, and Karl-Anthony Towns coming back from injury. But this has really been a compelling series in the first round, now in the second round. And we do have some games, including Game 2 tonight, as the Timberwolves taking on the Denver Nuggets. Game 1 of the Pacers-Knicks series. And even though the Knicks, they have another superstar to look out for, and that is Jalen Brunson. They got a lot of good role pieces, but I just don't think the Pacers have enough. They don't have the horses to actually get by the Knicks. On Tuesday, we've got the Cavaliers and the Celtics game one. The Dallas Mavericks taking on the Oklahoma City Thunder. It seems like the Thunder have had more than a week off to prepare for this. Would Russ come into factor? Can the Mavericks steal game one? I actually think the Mavericks match up well with the Oklahoma City Thunder. I just cannot wait for the second round games, even though the Timberwolves-Nuggets game has already took place. All right, the NHL playoffs. The Dallas Stars, the overall number one seed in the Western Conference, they take down the defending Stanley Cup champion Vegas Golden Knights. Vegas was up 2-0 on the series. Dallas was able to come back. They win 2-1 to win in 7. And then game 1 of the second round, the New York Rangers ended up defeating the Carolina Hurricanes 4-3 as the New York Rangers want to try to get back to the Stanley Cup. The Boston Bruins on Saturday, they beat the Toronto Maple Leafs in overtime in another game-clinching game 7 for the Boston Bruins. And when is the Toronto Maple Leafs going to find their luck? I really feel bad for this franchise. They're one of the original six. They haven't been to the Stanley Cup in forever. You know, they got a star in Austin Matthews. And I do want to see the Toronto Maple Leafs do well. And then, you know, it's just a city like Boston is just great at everything, including hockey. And the Boston Bruins win another playoff series where in the second round they will take on the Florida Panthers. Looking forward to this game tonight on ESPN. You got Boston taking on the Florida Panthers down in Miami. You got the Colorado Avalanche taking on the Dallas Stars on Tuesday, along with the Carolina Hurricanes taking on the New York Rangers. Edmonton and Vancouver is in the other series. So it's still early here in the second round. I don't have a favorite who I think is going to make it to the Stanley Cup Finals, but I like seeing big markets, so I'm rooting for the New York Rangers to get to the Stanley Cup Finals. And then let's say the Dallas Stars. I mean, because you got the Texas Rangers who won the World Series. How cool would that be if the Dallas Stars got to the Stanley Cup? You know, that puts a lot of pressure on a team like the Dallas Cowboys. I think that would be great for the city of Dallas if the Dallas Mavericks and the Dallas Stars both make it to their championships. And then the Dallas Cowboys, I don't know what's going to happen with them if all the Dallas teams end up making to the championship. But you got to remember that people that live in Dallas aren't necessarily Dallas Cowboys fans. Dallas has got fans everywhere in this country. Something seriously wrong with the Atlanta Braves. They have got swept by the Los Angeles Dodgers. They lost 2 out of 3 against the Seattle Mariners. 1-5 on their current road trip. They'll have a short home stretch with the Boston Red Sox. Then they'll be back on the road taking on the New York Mets. To make matters worse, the Phillies just keep winning. They are winners of 5 straight, 9 out of their last 10. And they got a 2.5-game lead over the Atlanta Braves. This is unfamiliar territory for the Braves, who have won 6 straight NL East crowns. And they just did not hit against the Dodgers. The Dodgers pitching showed up. And I knew that it was over yesterday when Max Fried gave up that 2-run homer to Shohei Ohtani, who had an incredible series. The Braves still have a lot of players that are injured. Sean Murphy is still on the DL. They just got back Ozzie Albies, but your core players like Austin Riley and Michael Harris, they're not hitting, and their pitching is not good enough to overcome bad hitting because of the injury to Spencer Strider. And then also their bullpen has been banged up as well. AJ Minter, Tyler Matzek, they're not the same pitchers they were during their World Series run. Is it time to hit the panic button for the Atlanta Braves? Well, I don't think so. I mean, they had a mediocre May last season. They come out hot and they cool off a little bit in the month of May. Let's see what they do against the Boston Red Sox. By the way, Chris Sale is facing his former team and wondering what ovation Vaughn Grissom is going to get in a Boston Red Sox uniform as he makes his return to Truist Park. And the landscape of Major League Baseball, like we expected, right now the New York Yankees and the Baltimore Orioles are jostling for that top spot in the American League East. Don't look now, but the Oakland Athletics are 2.5 back of the Seattle Mariners. I thought this was going to be the worst team in baseball. And the Oakland A's, who are pretty much a lame duck franchise, they are playing their final season in Oakland. They're going to be in Sacramento for 3 seasons. They're going to be playing in a 15,000-seat ballpark. Got some good players. Brent Rooker, that's a player to keep an eye on. I think that he is going to make an all-star appearance. It's clear that the Oakland Athletics don't have a very good fan base, and their ownership group wants to move to Vegas, obviously. But there's not a stadium that's not going to be ready for another 5 years. But this franchise, every now and then, they'll surprise people. Look, they have not made the playoffs since 2020. They haven't gone to an ALCS since 2006. And the years where they were very popular because of the movie Moneyball, that team is long gone. So the Oakland Athletics playing their final year in Oakland. And let's hope that Sacramento comes out and supports this team, because that would be awesome. I used to live in Sacramento. I know how popular the Rivercats were. I think that it would be definitely even as popular if the Oakland Athletics moved to Sacramento. And I was told they're not even going to be called the Sacramento A's. So I don't know what's going to happen there. So congratulations to Mystic Dan for winning the 2024 Kentucky Derby in a photo finish. He wins the 150th Kentucky Derby by squeaking out a photo finish over Sierra Leone and Forever Young. Now there's talks that he might not even race in the Preakness. And why even bother watching the Preakness if the Kentucky Derby winner is not going to be racing? And this is why I actually pay attention to horse racing, and I talk about it here on the show, because there's a possibility that we could have a Triple Crown winner. But if he's not even going to race in the Preakness, this is just all for nothing. And then we're not even paying attention to the Preakness or the Belmont Stakes. All right, so the WNBA preseason happened over the weekend. And there's no surprise that Caitlin Clark, she is going to be a star in this league. There's no question about it. Even though the Dallas Wings ended up defeating the Indiana Fever, she had 21 points in 28 minutes. And I'm very disappointed in the WNBA for not televising any of these preseason games. That was streamed on the WNBA's website. The game between the Minnesota Lynx and the Chicago Sky, that wasn't even televised at all. In fact, somebody on Twitter ended up live streaming it, and it got like 2 million views. You need to market the WNBA a lot better, because you have superstars, not just Caitlin Clark, but you also have Angel Reese, who had 13 points and 9 rebounds in her debut. And I think these two stars are going to be fascinating this season. All right, we're going to go ahead and take our first break. When we come back, I'm going to get into the Los Angeles Lakers firing Darvin Ham, because when this story broke Friday, I wanted to hop on my show and talk about this. This is something that has been a problem with LeBron-led teams and all the head coaches that LeBron has ran out of town. You don't want to go anywhere. It is the Sports Beat with Richard Holders presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live, and we will be right back after this quick commercial break.
Active Pest Control offers the best services and prices to protect your home, offering both monthly and quarterly pest control services, plus specific services like bed bug, German roach, and flea control. Even if you can't see them, insects are all around you 24/7. Active Pest Control wants to be the first line of defense. Active Pest Control, repair, bond, best termite coverage around. Active Pest Control, 34 Jefferson Street, Newnan, 770-954-9941.
It's the best in sports and entertainment, and get locked in and locked down with Rhino Radio Penitentiary, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. with your host, me, Ryan O'Neill, each and every morning right here with the best in sports and entertainment, all the way from professional sports to college sports to River Dragons hockey and everything in between, including some of the very best local and national guests. It's the Rhino Radio Penitentiary, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Monday through Fridays right here on 99.1 FM WQEE.
Welcome back to the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live. So the news broke on Friday that the Los Angeles Lakers parted ways with their head coach, Darvin Ham. We knew that the writing was written on the wall, especially since they did not advance in the playoffs. And, you know, you can't really blame LeBron. So when the Lakers don't win, you just blame the coach. And that's pretty much what happened in this situation. Darvin Ham was the scapegoat, just like all Los Angeles Lakers head coaches, even ones that win a title in their first season. So here's the history of Lakers head coaches after Phil Jackson who have been let go. Darvin Ham, Frank Vogel in his third season after winning a title in year one, Luke Walton after three seasons was let go. Byron Scott was let go after two seasons. And then Mike D'Antoni. He had a disaster of a season, 27-55. You know, he was the interim coach in 2013. That was the last time they made the playoffs without LeBron. And they also had Mike Brown, Bernie Bickerstaff. So as I'm counting up the coaches that the Lakers have had, eight coaches after Phil Jackson left in 2011. So it begs the question, why don't they just bring back Phil Jackson? He obviously, when he was coaching the Lakers, and even when Phil Jackson left for that one season, and the Lakers went 34-48 and missed the playoffs, Phil Jackson has won five titles with the Lakers. Every season that Phil Jackson was the head coach, the Lakers have made the playoffs. It would make the most sense. I know he's 78 years old. He'll turn 79 before the NBA season starts next season. I get it, but he has been the most successful NBA coach that the Lakers have had since Pat Riley. Now, there are talks about who can possibly be the next head basketball coach of the Los Angeles Lakers. And there are names thrown out there like Mike Budenholzer. He's won a title with Milwaukee. I don't think that Tyronn Lue is going to leave the Clippers to go coach the Lakers. But then a very interesting name that's been thrown out there, J.J. Redick, who has no NBA head coaching experience whatsoever. He's just a friend of LeBron's. And LeBron is the GM. He is going to get whoever he feels is going to be a fit, which I still think that Phil Jackson would give. They would get a championship right now if Phil Jackson came to become the head coach. It's just not working. And you just can't keep going through all these head coaches. And it's not just a Laker problem. It's a LeBron problem. You look at all the head coaches that LeBron has had over his career. The one coach that is the most successful was Eric Spoelstra, with the two championships, and even that was rocky. So you look at, you know, LeBron had Paul Silas, Dave Blatt. He did win a championship with Tyronn Lue. He had Mike Brown. Those all did not work out. And I just don't know if you can bring a head coach in here that can guarantee a championship. This is not a very good roster. They have got to find a way to get some wing defenders and more consistent players. This is going to be probably LeBron's final year in a Laker uniform if it doesn't work out. He's getting up there in age. Yes, he still plays at a high level. He could play at a high level at age 40, 41. And they just got to get the coach right. They really do. And you got to remember, the West is stacked. So even if they get the coach right, it's not a foregone conclusion that the Lakers are going to win a championship next year. LeBron didn't come to LA just to win a championship. He came here to be a mogul, a movie star, a producer. So we'll see how it goes. All right, NFL OTAs happening in the month of May. And also, the schedule release is coming out. We'll get a chance to see Kirk Cousins and how he's doing with that injury and if he's looking pretty good. I've been told he's looking pretty good in a Falcons uniform. And I actually am excited to see how Michael Penix Jr. looks. And so when we get to that first preseason game, the Falcons should be looking competitive with Kirk Cousins and Michael Penix Jr. both taking reps, first team, second team reps. I think this is going to be a very good problem to have. The Falcons haven't really had a backup quarterback. And in fact, they haven't had a starting quarterback since Matt Ryan left, because Marcus Mariota was a disaster, Desmond Ridder was a disaster, Taylor Heinicke was a disaster, and now they got two quarterbacks that could probably be a starter, even though Michael Penix Jr. might need to sit a couple of years. Major League Soccer, the Atlanta United loses to Minnesota 2-1 at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. They have had a very disappointing season this year. Atlanta United, they're not considered a playoff team. In fact, they'll take on Charlotte coming up this Tuesday in like the U.S. Open Cup. And then they'll be back their regular MLS schedule, taking on DC United this Saturday. That's going to be at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. But don't forget, May the 29th, they are going to be taking on Inter Miami. So we'll get a chance to see Lionel Messi taking on Atlanta United. Look, I know that we are months away from college football. In fact, SEC Media Days is July the 15th through the 19th in Dallas, Texas. We've got Oklahoma and Texas joining the conference. But I'm excited about the Georgia Bulldogs. I'm an optimistic fan that thinks that they can win a national championship this year. They are the odds-on favorite. Carson Beck looks like he's going to be a top five pick in the 2025 NFL draft. And they've got one of the most ferocious defensive linemen in all of college football, who's probably going to be a first-round pick, Mykel Williams, the former Hardaway Hawk. And he's also got a football camp for the youth on June the 15th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Otis Spencer Stadium, ages 8 through 13. Mykel Williams, who I met at the Muskogee County Christmas Tournament, he was cheering on for his sister, Michaela Johnson, playing for the Hardaway Hawks and went all the way to the state championship. Mykel Williams is just a very special player, and I think that he is going to be a double-digit sack guy in the NFL. And it's just great to see these local products of the Chattahoochee Valley go on and do big things. And I am really excited about the Georgia Bulldogs. They will open up the season taking on Clemson. And just looking at the schedule, we'll have time. I mean, we'll have plenty of time to preview the upcoming college football season, especially since the season does start on August the 24th, that Dublin-Ireland game between Florida State and Georgia Tech. I mean, we've got some great matchups. including Kennesaw State making their FBS debut. But Georgia is going to be taking on Clemson. And then they got a pretty good SEC schedule. They got an SEC schedule, which includes Alabama. They got to go to Alabama. They got to go to Texas. And they also have to go to Ole Miss. It's a very brutal schedule, but I still think that the Georgia Bulldogs, even with a couple of slip-ups, can make the college football playoff and compete for a national championship, which they didn't have an opportunity to do last year because they lost to Alabama in the SEC championship. There's a new era. Kalen DeBoer is now the head football coach at Alabama. Can Georgia ride the ship? Can they get over the hump and get the win over Alabama? I mean, you don't have to worry about Nick Saban anymore, but a lot of Alabama fans are optimistic that Kalen DeBoer is going to be just like Nick Saban, and Alabama is not going to lose any momentum. They're still going to be the team that Nick Saban built for an entire decade. And I actually happen to agree. I think that Alabama is the favorite over in the SEC West, even though LSU looks like a team that can threaten Alabama. It's going to be a lot of fun. Also, want to remind everybody that the PGA Championship is going to be at the Valhalla Golf Course in Louisville, Kentucky, May the 16th through the 19th, as Scottie Scheffler begins his quest to try to get a Grand Slam. But I don't know who's going to be the odds-on favorite in the PGA Championship. It's just weird that they moved the PGA Championship from August to May, a month before the U.S. Open. All right, we're going to go ahead and take another break. We're going to go pay some bills. And when we come back, it's all about high school baseball in and around not only the Chattahoochee Valley, but Georgia and Alabama. I'm going to break down all the classifications in high school baseball. GHSA, AHSAA, GIAA, AISA, and the gaps. You don't want to go anywhere. It's the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia-Alabama Sports Live, and we will be right back.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Tune in each Sunday morning right here on WQEE 99.1 FM for The Key, for Help from a High, with Bishop Daniel Hardaway Sr. of Redemptive Life Worship Center at 9 a.m. Hear the Word of God and soak it in. You can join us for our live Sunday service at 10 o'clock a.m. till 12:30 p.m. at Redemptive Life Worship Center at 2265 Highway 54 in Marlin, Georgia. Have a blessed week.
Welcome back to the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia-Alabama Sports Live. High school baseball playoffs, as we have got quarterfinal action actually starting today. Let's go ahead and start with 7A in the GHSA, because we've got Grayson. They are going to be taking on Walton. Grayson was the number three seed. They are going to be on the road. The GHSA coin flip for the semifinals are going to be for the bottom bracket. They will be the home team. Down in the lower left, we've got Brookwood that's going to be taking on Buford. Lower right quadrant, South Forsyth is taking on the defending 7A champion Lowndes. And then the top right quadrant, North Gwinnett is hosting North Paulding. North Paulding was a number two seed. North Gwinnett, a number one seed. That's why North Gwinnett has the home field for the semifinals. Let's move over to 6A. The defending 6A champions, Howson County, is hosting Lassiter. Remember, Houston County was a number two seed. They were able to get by the number one seed, Evans. They are taking on Lassiter, which was a three seed. They were able to defeat the number one seed in a winner-take-all 4-2 over the Noonan Cougars. And so, Houston County back hosting a semifinal game, trying to win yet another championship. Thomas County Central, they are going to be on the road taking on Pope. Over in the right side of the bracket, Etowah is traveling all the way to Tifton to take on Tift County. Remember, these games are today with a winner-take-all game on the 7th. And then finally, Marist is hosting Blessed Trinity. All right, let's go over to 5A. We still have some winner-take-all games that is yet to be decided between Greenbrier and Kell. Greenbrier won the first game 6-5. Kell won the second game 7-2. On Saturday, they will play a winner-take-all game today at Kell High School in Marietta, Georgia. Loganville was able to get by McIntosh. Remember, McIntosh went to the state championship last season. Loganville moves on to the semifinals, where they will host whoever wins between Greenbrier and Kell, because Loganville's a number one seed and the GHSA coin flip has them as the home team, as the bottom of the bracket. We still have a game three, a winner take all today between Greater Atlanta Christian and Ware County, as they have split the series so far. And then Cartersville is able to defeat Locust Grove 9-3 and 3-2 to advance to the semifinals. Remember, the semifinal games in 5A will take place on May the 10th. Let's move over to 4A, because the Troup County Tigers, they were able to defeat West Laurens in a winner-take-all game last week. They are going to be on the road taking on Holy Innocents Episcopal. Troup County was the number three seed. They were able to win against Shaw and West Laurens on the road. Holy Innocents Episcopal able to get by Lovelett on the road to host a quarterfinal game that will take place today and tomorrow if necessary. Down at the bottom of the bracket, Wayne County, who got by LaGrange last week, is on the road taking on Cherokee Bluff, which is a number one seed. They were able to defeat Cedartown and move on to the next round. Over in the right side of the bracket, Perry was able to get by Whitewater in three games. They will take on the two-time defending 4A champion, North Oconee. This will be at home. North Oconee was the number three seed. They were able to get by Westminster. Perry was the number two seed. They are going to be hosting. And how about that? Perry could not only win a football championship in 4A, but maybe they can possibly win a baseball championship as well. That would be really good for the city of Perry. Now let's finally go over to Stars Mill. They got by Benedictine in convincing fashion, 11-1 and 14-1, to get to the quarterfinal where they were going to take on Heritage. And so Stars Mill is going to, not only if they defeat Heritage, the winner of this game is going to host the semifinals because of the seeding. Both are number one seeds. Perry down at the bottom bracket is a number two seed. North Oconee is also a three seed. So it's looking like the road to Event Health Stadium in Rome, Georgia, is going to go through Stars Mill in the semifinals. And that is going to be great for the city of Fayetteville to have the Stars Mill Panthers host possibly a semifinal game if they can advance past Heritage, because they have had just a fantastic season. Let's go to 3A, because Mary Persons had no problem over Wesleyan 3-2 and 14-7 to advance to the semifinals, which will take place on the 10th of May. And you also have Calvary Day end up getting past Dawson County on Saturday. so they don't have to play a best of three series today. They won those games 7-3 and 11-3. Thomasville and Oconee County, they had a rainout, and Thomasville has won one game so far. They will have a doubleheader today to decide whether Thomasville advances or if Oconee County can find a way to force it to a game three. And then finally, Harlem and Pickens, they will play a doubleheader today as well to find out who will advance to the semifinals. Now let's go to 2A. Quarterfinal action taking place. Worth County is taking on Mount Perrin Christian on the road. Down at the bottom of the bracket, Appling County is hosting Walker. Over to the right side of the bracket, North Cobb Christian is going to be on the road taking on Jeff Davis. The top of the bracket, Toombs County is taking on Rockmart on the road. Class A, Division II, you've got semifinal action. Charlton County has punched their ticket after sweeping Mount Zion Carroll. They will start play on the 10th of May. And then you've got Lake Oconee Academy getting by Emmanuel Christian Institute to reach the semifinals, where they will play Charlton County on May the 10th. Over to the right side of the bracket, Bowdoin gets by Wilcox County 5-2 and 1-0 to advance to the semifinals, where they will await the winner of Schley County and Lanier County, which they are going to be faced off in a doubleheader today starting at 2 at Schley County in Ellaville. And Schley County trying to advance to the semifinals, which it's going to turn out that they will be playing that game at home because they are at the bottom of the bracket as they try to make it to Georgia Southern University for the Class A Division II State Baseball Championship. Now finally, for the GHSA Class A Division I, Prince Avenue Christian has advanced as they defeat Bleckley County 15-5 and 7-2. They will be hosting the winner of Crawford County and Weber School. They are faced off in a best of three today at Crawford County for the right to take on Prince Avenue Christian. The Kings Ridge has advanced after beating Irwin County 5-1 and 12-2. They will await the winner of Tallulah Falls and Swainsboro, which is in action today for a best of three to determine who will go to the semifinals. That was the GHSA. The GIAA, starting with the overall number one seed, First Presbyterian Day, they were able to get by George Walton Academy in three games. And then we also had the Brookstone Cougars, the number two seed. They were able to get by Mount DeSales Academy. They will be hosting the defending GIAA champion, Strong Rock Christian. After splitting the two games on Friday, Pacelli and Strong Rock Christian had a winner-take-all on Saturday, and the Patriots from Strong Rock Christian came out on top 12-1. So Pacelli's season is over. Strong Rock Christian will be at Brookstone next Friday for the GIAA semifinals. And then also congratulations to the Flint River Academy Wildcats for defeating Fullington Academy as they advance as well. And some of the other scores in the GIAA, as John Millage defeats Dominican Christian, Piedmont Academy defeats Central Fellowship of Christian, Thomas Jefferson over Harvard Christian, Gatewood defeats Westwood, the Heritage Hawks were able to defeat Tiftaria Academy, and Terrell Academy got the win over Deerfield Windsor. And so here is what the matchups look like in the GIAA, and we got a little bit of a picture for you. Thomas Jefferson taking on Robert Toombs Christian. Terrell Academy is taking on Heritage. Valwood is taking on John Millage. Remember, all classifications for the GIAA baseball championships will be in Macon starting May the 16th, and it will run all the way to May the 18th. Over in the Gaps, the stage is set. It is the Calvary Christian Knights taking on the Keens Academy. This is going to be up in Woodstock, Georgia on May the 10th, starting at 5 p.m. up at the Keens Academy, as Calvary Christian had no problem over Rock Springs Christian Academy out of Milner, as they won both games on the road, and Calvary Christian trying to win their sixth straight Gaps championship before they say goodbye to the Gaps and they head to the GIAA for the next school year. All right, let's go from Georgia to Alabama. We will start in 7A, where the matchup we've all been waiting for. Central and Auburn are going to be playing in the semifinals. As Central got by Baker, Auburn was able to get by Fairhope. And then on the other side of the bracket, it is Bob Jones taking on James Clemens. Bob Jones was able to get by Thompson in three games. And James Clemens was able to get by Hoover. All right, let's go to 6A, where Hillcrest of Tuscaloosa, they were able to defeat Baldwin County. And so they advance to the semifinals, where they will take on Spanish Fort, who was able to defeat Wetumpka. Oxford was able to get by Mountain Brook, and Hartsell was able to get by Athens. So Oxford and Hartsell make it into the semifinals. Let's go to 5A, where Mobile Christian was able to get by Tallahassee in two games, and the Valley Rams was able to get by Holtville. So it's going to be Mobile Christian and Valley in the semifinals. The other side of the bracket, Alexandria is taking on Springville. Now let's go to 4A in the AHSAA, as Bibb County is going to be taking on American Christian Academy in the semifinals. The other side of the bracket, Westminster Christian is taking on Corner. 3A, AHSAA baseball playoffs, Thomasville taking on Providence Christian, and Lauderdale County is taking on Westbrook Christian. 2A, Bayshore Christian able to get by Pike Liberal Arts. They will take on our Tryon, who got by Realtown to make it to the semifinals in 2A, and then Mars Hill Bible is going to be taking on Red Bay. And finally, in the AHSAA, the 1A state playoff semifinal round, Sweetwater taking on Floridia, and then the other bracket, Coosa Christian taking on Summerton Christian. The AISA championships will be set at Patterson Park in Montgomery, Alabama, starting on May the 7th. Here are the brackets for you on May the 7th at 10 in the morning. As a big congratulations to the former Russell County head baseball coach Tony Rasmus for getting Lakeside School out of Eufaula to the state championship for 2A. They're going to play at Patterson Park on the 7th. The 3A state championship in the AISA is set. And once again, it is Glenwood and Lee Scott, these two rivals, who will play their final season in the AISA, facing off against each other once again in a sport they faced in the football championship. The girls' basketball teams faced off in the basketball championship, and now you got Glenwood and Lee Scott Academy for the baseball championship. This is a rematch of the semifinals last season that was held at Glenwood. We had those games on, it was Thrift Barringer's Facebook page. It wasn't Georgia Alabama Sports Live yet. That didn't come into existence until a month later. But these games, you can catch them on Georgia Alabama Sports Live starting at 11 o'clock Eastern on Wednesday. All right, we're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, it is spring practice for high school football. It is my two-a-days. I'm going to preview Northside and Columbus. You don't want to go anywhere. It's a Sports Beat with Richard Holder. It's presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live, and we'll be right back.
Wishbone Fried Chicken is back in a brand new location, 31 Jackson Street, Suite A here in Noonan. Same great taste, the best chicken around, fish dinners. Open Monday through Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Dine in, take out. It's Wishbone Fried Chicken, right next door to their former location, bringing you the best chicken around. So great. Wishbone Fried Chicken, 31 Jackson Street, Suite A, here in Noonan.
Hey, sports fans, it's Rod Peterson here, host of The Rod Peterson Show, inviting you to join us daily for 2 hours of Atlanta's funnest sports talk right here on WQEE. I say fun because it is. You've never heard a show like it because we make the listeners a part of the show every day between noon and 2 p.m. Eastern. You'll hear plenty of the best sports talk, including the latest on the Falcons, the Braves, and more. And who knows, you might even hear you. That's the Rod Peterson Show, daily at noon, right here on WQEE 99.1 FM.
Hey, sports fans. Weekdays, 3 p.m. Eastern to 5 p.m. Eastern. Drive time. WQEE. Braves Country is a Southern sports talk show with Mac McGee and the Armchair Quarterbacks. That's Braves Country with Mac McGee and the Armchair Quarterbacks. Weekdays, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. right here on WQEE 99.1 FM.
Help protect your family from flu this season by taking three easy steps. First, get yourself and your family a flu shot. It's quick and can protect you all season. Second, take everyday actions to help prevent the spread of germs like flu. Cover your cough, stay home from work or school if you're sick, and wash your hands often. Third, there are drugs that can treat flu illness. These work best when started early. Learn more at cdc.gov/fightflu.
Welcome back here to the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live. It's time for my two-a-days, as I'm going to pick Northside and the Columbus Blue Devils. Northside, led by their head coach, Andrew Orpeza, went to the playoffs the last couple of seasons, had a very successful season 2 years ago, making it all the way to the second round of the playoffs. And they had a little disappointment last season, but they have their returning quarterback, returning running back. It's exciting times for the Northside Patriots. Now, as for the Columbus Blue Devils, Columbus, they have a brand new head coach. Bob Myers takes over for the longtime coach, Phil Marino, who was the longest tenured coach out of all the Muskogee County schools. I'm going to go ahead and preview both teams. They have moved on to different classifications. Northside has gone down to 4A. Columbus goes down to 2A with all the other schools in Columbus. Let's start with the Northside Patriots. The 2023 season, they went 6-5, 2-2 in the region. They got a number 3 seed, and they lost to Jones County in the first round. Now, Northside last season, they lost Malachi Hosley, who was 80% of their offense last season. They had a pair of running backs that did very well, Jay Jackson and Kingston Rivers, but their experienced quarterback, Caden Clay, came back for the 2023 season. They lost to LaGrange. They jumped out to a 3-1 record, a very disappointing loss to Sumter County. We called that game against Westover, where they bounced back and they got that win. And then they're able to get the upset over McIntosh, but they also had disappointing losses at home to Harris County and on the road to Northgate. Remember, they were up big against Northgate, and they ended up losing by 3. Well, they lost all their leading receivers from last season. Aaron Osborne, Darnell Brooks, and Devon Scott all have graduated. Their leading tackler, Ward Walker, has graduated. But, you know, they still have Quadrary Bell, who's one of the top tacklers on the team, but they did lose Patrick Bellamy. Quadrary Bell led the team in sacks last season. DeMarcus O'Neal, he had 5 interceptions last year, but they did lose Xavier Campbell. Caden Clay is returning as he is a senior, and he had 14 touchdown passes last season. And Kingston Rivers, who is the son of legendary broadcaster Jonathan Bam Rivers, who also played for the Shaw Raiders. And then Jay Jackson, We saw him on the basketball court as well. That's going to be a very good running back tandem for the Northside Patriots. Let's take a look at the upcoming 2024 football schedule for Northside. They will open the season at Kinnett Stadium on August the 16th, taking on the Shaw Raiders. And then they'll get a bye August the 30th. They will host Northgate. They are going to be hosting the Golden Tornadoes from Monroe. These are non-region games, by the way. That's on September the 6th. September the 13th, get ready, because it is finally happening. The Northside Patriots are going to take on the Carver Tigers. I've been waiting for this matchup between these two powerhouses in Columbus. And then the 27th of September, they take on their rival, Harris County. Remember, they're in a new region this year. They will go on the road on October the 4th, taking on Mundy's Mill. October the 10th, taking on the Griffin Bears. On the road up in Fayetteville on the 18th of October, taking on Stars Mill. The 25th, taking on Jonesboro. And then November the 1st, taking on Central of Carrollton. That's a look at the Northside Patriots. Now let's take a look at the Columbus Blue Devils. Not the season they were hoping for. They had a very disappointing 1-9 season. Their only win, we saw that game on Georgia-Alabama Sports Live. They defeated the Jordan Red Jackets. And they are losing their quarterback, Robert Hartford. Robert Hartford was a solid quarterback all season. Some of the returning receivers that should be coming back this year, Bryson Johnston and David Livingston, but they are losing some seniors, including Carson Baldwin, the leading receiver on the team, Javonte Hood. But David Livingston, their leading rusher, and he had 7 touchdowns last year. He should be coming back. Grant Gehringer, saw him a little bit make an impact as a freshman. But who's going to be the quarterback to take the place of Robert Hartford, who has gone on to graduate? Well, possibly they could get Christian Spivey in there at quarterback. He is going to have some playing time, and I do believe that the Columbus Blue Devils, who at times look pretty good, now they got a new coach in Bob Myers, and let's see what Bob Myers can do in his first year with the Columbus Blue Devils. We're going to go ahead and take a look at the 2024 schedule for the Columbus Blue Devils football team. Their first game is on August the 16th on the road, taking on Miller County. On August the 30th, they are down in Cuthbert, taking on Randolph Clay. Their first region game will be September the 13th, taking on the Jordan Red Jackets. On the 19th of September, they are hosting the Carver Tigers. The 27th of September, they are on the road taking on Shaw. On October the 11th, they are taking on the Hardaway Hawks. October the 18th, taking on the Kendrick Cherokees. And then on October the 24th, taking on the Spencer Green Wave. And then finally, November the 1st, taking on Sumter County in Americus, Georgia. Remember, Sumter County is the lone team in this region not from Columbus. So with Columbus going down to 2A, what is the competition going to look like? And I'm very interested to see how the Columbus Blue Devils respond this season with new coach Bob Myers and a pretty much a new team, like with the quarterback graduating, you know, Carson Baldwin graduating, Robert Hartford graduating. You know, they're going to have a new team, so I'm really looking forward to seeing what the Columbus Blue Devils do under Coach Myers in his first season. All right, my two-a-days continue tomorrow. On tomorrow's two-a-days, I will have the Hardaway Hawks and the Kendrick Cherokees. Kendrick's got a new football coach as well. Check out my two-a-days. Hey, a big shout-out to the Columbus Blue Devils soccer team for making it to the GHSA State Championship. Good luck to them. Congratulations to the Columbus State Lady Cougars softball team for winning the Peach Belt Conference. The Columbus State baseball team season came to an end as they lost in the Peach Belt Conference tournament, but They do have selection show happening today, and who knows, they might be able to get an at-large bid, but we can only hope, cross our fingers. We know that the Columbus State Lady Cougar softball team is going to be moving on to the NCAA championship, so good luck to them. That is all the time I have here in the show. I want to thank all my listeners who have downloaded the podcast, and don't forget that I'm on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, anywhere you get your podcast. Stay tuned for Braves Country Radio with Mac McGee and the Armchair Quarterbacks. That's coming up next. Have a great rest of your day, everybody, and we will talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
When you really need something to get you through a long graduation ceremony, Trolley Sour Gummy Worms are there to give you a thrill. With varieties like Trolley Sour Bursting Crawlers, the worms' soft and chewy texture, surprising flavor combinations, and neon bright colors will give everyone a reason to celebrate. So when you want to notch the festivities up a couple degrees, Trolley Sour Gummy Worms are the perfect way for everyone to celebrate. Shop now for any trolley that crawls your way.
This is Austin Black, and I am the host of Behind the Tunes. Have you ever wondered about the stories behind your favorite songs and the journeys of those that sing them? Well, each week, we invite you to go behind the tunes and step into the stories behind your favorite Christian artists that shape the landscape of today's music.
Hey everybody, this is Andy Christman. Join me this week for worship as I play 2 hours of the best in modern worship music from churches and worship leaders around the world. And this week, my special guest is Blake Goss of New Spring Worship.
See, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do not perceive it. I'm making ways in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. For us, that scripture came alive because he did a new thing actually in an old place.
You don't want to miss a moment of this week's worship with me, your host, Andy Christman.
WQEE 99.1 FM, The Key, home of Southern sports and talk. Noonan, Sharpsburg, Franklin.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Calvary Sonoy Fellowship is an expository Bible teaching church where we study the Word of God line by line and we apply it life by life. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 o'clock on WQEE and we look forward to having you join us. Our church offices are located in Sonoy, Georgia, 6855 East Highway 16, Suite 102, Sonoy, Georgia. If you'd like to call us, our number is 770-755-8243. Or you can reach me, I'm Pastor Bob, at bob@calvarysonoy.org, S-E-N-O-I-A. You also can go to our website at www.calvarysonoy.org. You can reach our YouTube channel there, as well as our Facebook page. Join us at 10 o'clock right here on WQEE.
You've been listening to another episode of the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live. You can catch an episode daily on WQEE 99.1 FM The Key, Monday through Friday from 2 to 3 p.m. This is a podcast that covers local sports to the Chattahoochee Valley. If you would like to catch a replay of the show, you can download an episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I hope you have a great rest of your day.